I've thought a lot about how the fates have brought together me, Prince, and Nikola Tesla, how the love Nikola felt for all of us, along with the inspiration he emerged from the eternal with, led him to create amazing inventions he conceived to make our lives easier, but which, in the wrong hands, were used to kill Prince, a man who shared Nikola's love for all of us, and who also came with amazing gifts and inspiration from the Eternal to help him with his mission, to turn our faces away from the power besotted, the very ones from whom Nikola's tools must now be wrested, and to joy, peace, freedom, and love. I've thought a lot about how this disease system exists to ferret out the love in order to destroy it or use it against us. Let's not forget what the fierce assault on Prince shows us, that love itself is a quote-unquote national security threat to the shadow global statesmen, which from their perspective must be eradicated. Prince tried his life long to pull our eyes to him. From the power, guys, it's time to hear the guitar play, to hear his counsel, and to finally give it our response. The Rainbow Children, it seems to me, is where he's most explicit about his strategy for freeing us, by freeing our minds from the power, guys. And the more I hear it, the more I'm convinced he's right. We need his guidance. The sum total of the words of our prophets of class, across all religions, across all the boxes power tries to put them in, is this: we are all one, many nations, one blood. I wrote the opening sentences of today's show before I read this lyric. Part four of The Rainbow Children is called The Work, which if you were listening, I played right before the beginning of this show. And those opening words dovetail perfectly with his lyrics here. He's thought through so much, stimulates so much thought in us. We owe him our time and attention now. So please, as I post the excerpt from the very, very first segment of the show, take time to listen and ponder the insights that he shares with us.